in Acts chapter 26 and verse 20, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. As little as you may think about that insignificant verse tonight, that is a far cry from what is being preached today. Amen. The biggest churches in the country no longer preach repentance. Amen. I heard one of their preachers say this week in one of their broadcasts, right here in Hamilton, amen, with the potential of probably 1 million people possibly listening, potential, thousands perhaps listening. Amen. First, he told a dream that he had. He dreamed his little girl had grown up and had run away from home, and that they were frantic. They couldn't find her. And finally, she called them and told them that she was on drugs and in deep sin, and she couldn't come home. And that's the gist of the story. In the dream, he told her, you don't have to quit anything. Don't have to give up anything. Come on home. Just come on home. And he woke up. And then he wove this into his message. He said, and I'm quoting almost verbatim, giving you at least the gist. He said, the Lord spoke to him and said, that's not the way you're doing mine that have gone astray. You're telling them that they've got to give up, that they've got to quit. And so he proceeded to preach this week over the airwaves. Come to Jesus. You don't have to give up anything. That's a quote. You don't have to quit anything. Come, just come to Jesus. That's a Pentecostal church here in town. Amen. A big one with big visions. They're in a multi-million dollar program. Amen. And they're going to be in debt to the tune of, amen, several thousands of dollars a month. Amen. Literally. If you're paying $10,000, $20,000, $25,000 a month, it's hard to preach repentance. You've got to accept people where they are and the way they are. And you can't preach repentance. Well, let me phrase the question. Did Jesus say, come like you are? You don't have to give up anything. Amen. Just come to me. Amen. Let me read to you. Matthew 3 and 2. This is John the Baptist preaching and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Pray tell me, what are you going to do with that? Amen. Matthew 4:17. Amen. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mark 1:15, and saying, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Amen. Oh, God. Mark 6 and 12. They went out and preached that men should repent. That's the men that Jesus sent out. Amen. Luke 13:3, I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. What does the word repent mean? It's taken from the Greek word metanoeo. Amen. It's repent. To change one's mind. That is to repent. To change one's mind for the better. To heartily to amend with abhorrence of one's past sins. Repentance includes abhorring your sins. Amen. I tell you nay, Luke 13:5, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Amen. Let me read you one in Acts. Amen. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Woo! Glory to God. I mean, whatever you was holding before in your vessel, don't use it for that no more. Convert it. Amen. I mean, you can take an old milk can and convert it into a flower pot. But it's no longer a milk can. It's a flower pot. Amen. That's what conversion means. If you convert a milk can into a flower pot, it can no longer be a milk can. The milk can has got to leave the milk in order to become a flower pot. It can't be a milk can one day and a flower pot the next day. Try it. It won't work. Amen. That's what conversion means. Come on. Amen. You take a tavern and a church buys it and converts the tavern into a church. They are no longer with a liquor license. They are no longer, amen, in the dance hall business. They are no longer a strip joint. Amen. With gambling in the back or in the basement. They are a church. Why? They've been converted. Come on. Amen. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 8:22 will tell us to the extent we are to repent. This is Peter talking to Simon the sorcerer. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart be forgiven. You don't have to quit anything. Amen. Here, Peter says that Simon the sorcerer has got to quit thinking wrong. He's got to repent and ask God to forgive him of the very thought of his heart. Amen. Woo! I tell you, that goes deep, don't it? Amen. I mean, John in Matthew 3:2, he was preaching to a bunch of Jews, all the sons of Abraham, all members of the Old Testament church. Come on. Just ask one of them. I am a son of Abraham. I am a Jew. I am an Israelite. Yeah, they'd tell you that they were members of that Old Testament church. Amen. But what did John tell them to do? Amen. He told them all to repent. They were all in allegiance to the temple at Jerusalem. Amen. They were all, to more or less a degree, amen, in obedience to, at least in a lip service, to the law. Amen. But John told them to repent and bring forth fruits meet for repentance. In other words, show it. Prove it. Amen. Oh, boy. Praise God. Acts 17:30. And of the times of ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. J. Vernon McGee, I heard him say it over the radio, amen, that repentance was not for the sinner. Here it says that all men are supposed to repent. Amen. J. Vernon McGee said repentance was for the church. I mean, I don't know how you get that. Of course, I know that repentance is for the apostate backslidden church. 5 churches out of 7 in the book of Revelation, he told them to repent or else. Amen. But 2 of them, he didn't have to tell them to repent. Praise God. Hallelujah. But here it says, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Acts 26 and 20. I read it to you. But showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet fit. Amen. For repentance, in other words, show that you have repented. Amen. The Living Bible, which is a product of a more or less liberal preacher. Amen. Dr. Kenneth Taylor. But most of the time, Dr. Kenneth Taylor is forced by the corner that he's in interpreting Hebrew and Greek, amen, to interpret it right. Amen. And so the Living Bible says that all must forsake their sins and turn to God and prove their repentance by doing good deeds. Is that saying, bless your heart, that you don't have to give up anything? You don't have to leave anything behind? Just come to Jesus. What's going to happen if you do it that way? The first thing you know, you're going to have the whole church populated with sinners. And pretty soon sinners are going to be calling the shots. Pretty soon sinners are going to be on the deacon board. Sinners are going to be teaching the Sunday school class. Sinners are going to be running the sports program. Amen. Sinners are going to tell the preacher what he can preach and what he can't. As a matter of fact, that's the way it was at the Highway of Holiness when I came here. There's a whole bunch of sinning Christians that didn't want me preaching holiness. And I just preached on sinning Christians. Amen. Preached it anyway. Praise God. And watched them squirm while I preached it. Praise God. Why? Because the Highway of Holiness I took the church 20 years ago was going the same way that these other big churches are going in Hamilton, Ohio. They're not preaching repentance. They're not preaching separation. Amen. In Revelations 2 and 5, amen, this is to the church of Ephesus. He said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Hallelujah. Do the first works. Does that sound like you can keep doing what you're doing? Just come like you are. Amen. Don't give up anything. You don't have, just come to Jesus. Amen. Let me say this emphatically. If I can preach any more emphatically than I'm preaching, amen. You can't even come to Jesus without repentance. You can't get there from here without repentance. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Praise God. Repent or else I'll come to thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place except thou repent. Who's he talking to? Brother Brian, he's talking to those children of God that have gone astray. Did he tell them, you don't have to give up anything? Just come to me. No. He told those children of God at one time had the blessing and the power of God, but had grown lukewarm. He told those children of God, amen, to repent, and if you don't, I'll take your candlestick away. You'll lose your light for God. Amen. Revelation 2:16, repent or else I will come to thee quickly and fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Revelation 2:21, amen, speaking of Jezebel, said I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and almost without fail, if you give, amen, Jezebel space to repent, she will presume on that and get worse. She'll say, see there, God hasn't cut me off. Nothing happened. Amen. We still sing. We still go to church. We still pray. And God still blesses us. That homosexual in Kansas City said, you ought to come to our services. We have wonderful services. If God gives a homosexual space to repent, he will presume on God and continue in his sin. Amen. Neighbor, space to repent is not God condoning sin. It is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. But you've got to leave your harlotry behind to come to Jesus. You've got to leave your homosexuality behind to come to Jesus. You're not born that way. You're a liar. Amen. Devil told you that and you believe it. Amen. You're a liar. Amen. You say, God made me that way. God's got more sense than that. Amen. God didn't make that way. If he had me, he'd give you different hardware, guys. Amen. God knows what he's doing. Amen. He didn't make you a homosexual. Amen. God knows how to make a man. Amen. The devil knows how to make a... Great God Almighty. Gotta watch out here. A queer out of a man. Amen. But the devil does that, not God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't blame God for what the devil done. Revelation 2:22. Behold, I'll cast her into bed with them that commit adultery with her in the great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. I want you to know, just wait, brother, till the liberal churches, amen, outlast the mercies of God and the fat's in the fire and judgment comes. You ain't never seen a church fight till you see a bunch of worldlings get in a fight. You ain't never seen a church split till you seen a bunch of worldlings get in a church split. Amen. You haven't seen. My God Almighty. Amen. Revelation 3:3, remember how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come to thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come up on thee. The Lord says that we ought to cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, God, help us today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Maybe some of you'd like to help me. Amen. Preach just a little bit today. Amen. So, Brother Mike, turn to Ezekiel 18 and 30 through 31. Amen. Come up here if you'd like to and get your microphone. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Mike, both mics, come on. Amen. I got one for you too, Mike Allen. Ezekiel 33:15. Amen. You got Ezekiel 18:30, Mike? Amen. Whichever one gets it first, read it for me. Praise God. Amen. Brother Barker.
Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel. Everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God.
To his what?
To his ways.
Ways? Amen. You mean God's going to judge you according to your ways? I mean, you're not supposed to give up anything. You're not supposed to quit anything. You're not supposed to lay anything. It's not just come to Jesus as you are. Amen. Read, Mike.
Saith the Lord God, repent. Turn yourselves from all your transgressions.
Do what?
Turn.
Turn yourselves from what?
Transgressions.
Turn yourselves from... I'm going to tell you how to repent. Amen. What repentance really is. I mean, repentance and repent is found in the Bible over 50 times. It's a Bible doctrine, praise God, from one end to the other. Amen. And here, Mike, read that again, and that tells us how to repent.
And turn yourselves from all your
transgressions. Turn yourselves from all your what?
Transgressions.
Transgressions. Quit it. Turn your back on it. That's repentance, praise God. Read some more, Mike.
So iniquity shall not be your ruin.
So iniquity shall not be your ruin. Amen. Is that it?
Cast away from all you.
Do what?
Cast away from you all your transgressions.
Cast away what?
All your transgressions.
All your transgressions. I thought the preacher said, amen, right here in a broadcast that addressed several thousands of people, including his own congregation, you don't have to quit nothing. Amen. You don't have to give up nothing. Amen. And here Ezekiel says, do what?
Cast away from you all your transgressions.
Cast away from you all. How many?
All of them.
All. You think we know when we transgress? You think we know what area we're transgressing in? You think we know how badly we've transgressed? There's not a one of us tonight but what knows what our transgression is. Read some more, Mike.
Whereby ye have transgressed and make you a new heart.
Do what?
Make a new heart.
I thought you'd just bring the old one. And just bring it to Jesus and give him that old heart and say, Lord, here's my old heart. Amen. And here's my old sins. And amen. Here I am, Lord. The preacher told me to come just as I am. But here Ezekiel's telling me to make me a new heart. You say, well, Brother Collins, that's under the law. Amen. Well, that's even harder then. We got the Holy Ghost to help us. Amen. If we can't get a new heart with the Holy Ghost power from God on high and the fullness of the gospel helping us, how in the world are they going to make them a new heart in Ezekiel's day? When they don't have the fullness of the gospel, when they don't have the fullness of the revelation of God like we've got today. Amen. You got any more to read me, Mike?
Yeah, it says, make you a new heart and a new spirit.
A new spirit?
Why will ye die, O house of Israel?
I mean, you've even got to have a new spirit. Amen. Or God won't have anything to do with you. I grant you, amen, I'll give Dr. Sam Luke this credit. Amen. That, bless your heart. Amen. If you really come to Jesus and mean business, he'll do it for you. But he didn't say that. Amen. And a lot of preachers are not saying that in Hamilton today. Amen. Oh, yes. I hope he meant that, but he didn't say that. He said, you don't have to give up anything. Come to God just like you are. I'm here to tell you that you got to give up everything. Right. And I can prove it by the Bible. Amen. Praise God. All we got in Ezekiel 33:15, Mike Allen.
Says, if the wicked restore the pledge.
Do what?
Restore.
Restore? I thought you just come to God and keep it. Amen. I thought just come to God and not and forget all about your promise.
Nope.
Amen. Huh?
No.
Oh, Lord. Amen. We better read this real careful, Brother Mike.
Give again.
What?
Give again.
Again?
That he had robbed.
What? You mean you're going to tell me that I can't come to God without making restitution?
Nope.
Amen. No, but that's what the preacher is telling us to do today. Amen. We don't have to give up anything. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to change one thing. Just come to Jesus. I'll tell you, you'll not get there unless you make restitution.
All right.
Amen. Walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity.
Do what?
Walk in the statutes of life.
You mean they got to do that in Ezekiel's day, and they're a bunch of captives, and they're a bunch of slaves, and amen, they're already down yonder by the river Tiber, or whatever it is, amen, that Ezekiel is by. Amen, they've been carried away in the captive, and they don't even have the rights that you and I have, amen, and they're supposed to do that? They're supposed to walk right?
In the statutes of life without committing iniquity.
Without doing what?
Committing iniquity.
How can they do that under the law? We can't even accomplish it under grace. No, we just don't want to. The problem is the want to. If we'll seek the face of God, if they through faith wrought righteousness in the Old Testament, amen, we can cause righteousness to be wrought in the New Testament. Praise God. Amen. Mike Barker, I want you to turn to Luke. Luke chapter 14, verses 26 through 28 through 33. Luke chapter 14, open your Bible, saints. I already told you how you got to repent. Now I'm going to get into the New Testament. Hey, some folks are going to tell me, amen, that I had to preach repentance from the law to preach it. I'm going to tell you from the New Testament how much repentance you're going to have to make it in. Start reading in Luke 14:26. Mike Barker.
If any man come to me and hate not his father.
And do what?
Hate not his father.
I thought you'd just come to him and go on hating. Go on staying away from God because your father was a self-righteous Jew, didn't think he needed a Savior. Amen. But what did he say?
And mother, wife.
Hate who?
Mother, wife, and children.
If father and mother is keeping you away from God, amen, you got to come to God and hate them. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Amen. Well, that's pretty strong medicine, isn't it? I mean, I'd live for God, but my mom and daddy won't go to church. I'd live for God, but my mom and daddy don't believe that way. I'd live for God, but grandma and grandpa don't believe that way. I'd live for God, but I just wasn't raised that way. It don't make any difference. They was all raised wrong, too. But what did he say? Read it again, Mike.
And hate not his father and mother, and wife and children and brethren and sisters. Yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
That is repentance. Go ahead and read some more.
And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Verse 28. For which of you, intending to build a tower,
listen,
not down first and counteth the cost,
what?
When ye have sufficient.
What? Wait, just a minute. Amen. You're going to build a tower?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hey, Jesus paid it all. You can come to Jesus, amen, with and find grace plus nothing. Amen. You can come to Jesus and there's no cost to anybody because he's already paid the full price. Hey, wait a minute, folks. That's just half the story. Amen. Go back and read that again about counting the cost of building a house. Amen.
Getting to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost.
Counts the cost. Amen. I'm going to have to pay this for that. I'm going to have to pay that for that. I'm going to have to pay this for that and that for something else. I'm going to have to be out so much for this. And I'm going to have to give up this of my savings and that of my savings to build this tower. Have I got enough to build it?
Whether he has sufficient to finish it.
Sufficient to finish it. Amen. Hey, how in the world are you going to count the cost if you don't have to give up anything? If it's not going to cost you nothing, maybe it's not worth nothing. I tell you what, I'd rather go to hell an outright sinner than to go to hell sitting on a church pew deceived by a liberal preacher. Amen. I'd rather have a preacher that's friend enough to me to tell me that I've got to count the cost. But I'm not done. I'm in the New Testament now, remember. Amen. Read me some more, Mike. What verse you in?
29,
read.
Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Yeah. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace.
Yeah.
So likewise, whosoever...
Listen.
He be of you that forsaketh
what?
Not...
What? Who? Did you say whosoever? Mm-hmm. Whosoever? How many like that scripture that says, whosoever will may come? Whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. Amen. You like that, don't you? Amen. But that's not the only time that word whosoever is used in the Bible. Amen. Let's read that again, Brother Mike. Amen.
So likewise, whosoever
likewise
be of you.
Whosoever there be of who?
You.
You. Who's you? Mm-hmm. Can we take that personal or can we? I mean, is that for us or is that for somebody else? Is that for us or is that for a bunch of past sanctimonious Jews of bygone years? It didn't say that. It said, whosoever. We say, whosoever will may come drink of the water of life freely. We take that for ours, don't we? We believe that's our promise, don't we? Amen. Read it again, Brother Mike. Praise God.
Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath.
Does what?
Forsaketh all that he
hath. I thought you didn't have to give up anything. And here Jesus himself, his own words is telling us that we've got to give up all we have. I'm going to tell you tonight that real repentance is shucking clean with God and giving up all you have. Holding nothing in reserve. Holding nothing back. I mean, brother, when you live like I preach, you won't have nothing left to do but go to church and serve God. Amen. You live like Jesus preached, brother, it's all gone. You ain't got nothing left. Only thing he gives you back is what he pleases. Only thing he allows you to do in your life is what pleases him. But on your part, you can't even get to him. Read that again. You can't even be.
He cannot be my disciple.
Cannot be my disciple if he don't forsake all that he has. Amen. My God. Amen. If Tim was here, he called me today and talked to me today. Amen. Tim Keith, I was going to tell him tonight that bowling is what got him. Amen. He's going to have to give up his bowling ball. Amen. Ira Stanfield and his wife, golf is what got them. Amen. They're going to have to give up their golf. Amen. And for me, it was baseball that almost got me. I had to give it up. Not only that, before I got back to God, amen, I had to give up everything. I didn't have nothing left. He stripped me clean. Amen. I'll tell you, amen, it's not hard to preach wholeness to somebody that's given up all. You'll have nothing left. Amen. was reading an article the other day on fasting somewhere, and said you'd be surprised how much time you have to pray and seek God and get things done for the Lord when you're not bothered with cooking and eating. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. I mean, praise God, the Lord even takes many of the legal things in life and says, no. Amen. He, verse 33, that forsaketh not all that he hath. Amen. Does that look like you don't have to give up anything? Just come to Jesus. I want to tell you tonight, backed up by the Word of God in both Testaments, you can't even get to Him. You can't even have a walking, talking relationship with Him in either dispensation unless you come clean and repent. Amen. God didn't intend for your vessel to be a stall for Brown's mule or a chimney for Lucky Strike and camels. Amen. God says you got to forsake all that you have. Amen. God didn't intend for you, amen, to be a whirling, squandering all your time in the things of the world with no time to serve God. Amen. We call the thing that takes your time. Amen. Idols. Amen. Idols. Repent. Repentance means a change of mind, as it appears to one who repents of a purpose he has formed or of something he has done. What was it choked out the Word of God? Amen. What was it choked out the good seed? Cares of life? Repent of it. Deceitfulness of riches? Repent of it. Lusts of other things? Repent of them. Worldly pleasures? Jesus' own words now. Repent of it. We have an increasing indulgent church today. The sky's the limit when it comes to indulgence. But their limit is soon reached when it comes to seeking God. It only takes about 2 minutes for the run-of-the-mill Pentecostal to pray through. That is, to their satisfaction. Amen. Why? If you pray too much and really get a hold of God, and you really desire to get a hold of God, you find out you got to give up things. Amen. I was seeking the Holy Ghost. Amen. And He told me the Lord would show you things. Amen. And so I was seeking the Holy Ghost. Every time they opened up the altar, they had at least one mourner on the mourner's bench. And that is me. Amen. And I remembered how that I'd walked out of Palace Drugstore in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. Amen. With 5 comic books. All the kids standing around reading them. I thought how easy it'd be just to walk out with it, not even pay. And so I'd walked out, amen, with 5 comic books. I got by with it, I thought, for years, till I got to seeking a closer walk with God. And God brought that to my mind, that I had to pay for those comic books. Amen. I went up to Palace Drugstore, and old Mr. Hayes kept a cigar, about a half a butt of cigar in his mouth all the time. And I said, Mr. Hayes, when I was a kid, I stole 5 comic books, and I plunked down 50 cents. And his little cigar did a little dance, and he said, thanks. Amen. And that was the end of that. But that wasn't all. Amen. I had to restore, Mike, you read it in Ezekiel. Which one of you read it in Ezekiel? Amen. Had to restore, praise God, make restitution. Amen. God reminded me that I had walked out of the Western Auto Store in Thayer, Missouri. It's still there. Same place on the street the last time I looked. Amen. Sears, incidentally, is taking over Western Auto now, and so their stuff's interchangeable. I guess you knew that, didn't you? It's been that way several years anyway, but amen. Wizard and Sears all the same anymore. Amen. But I bought a little pair of pliers when I started preaching at the Western Auto, and I've lost them 100 times and found them. I found them again the other day, little pair of circle grip pliers. Amen. Reminded me when I was seeking the Holy Ghost, a closer walk with God. Amen. That God reminded me that I had walked out of that baseball and told Mom I found it laying in the corner. Amen. I went back. The old gentleman, not so old at that time, but his name, they called him Red. That's all we knew his name was, Red. Amen. I went in. Amen. Red run the Western Auto in Thayer, Missouri. I said, Red, I stole a baseball here when I was a kid. Amen. But since then, I got saved. And I said, I'd like to pay for that. And he said, as his Adam's apple did a little dance, he said, I wish a whole lot more would do that. Amen. I'll tell you what, folks. Praise God. Repentance means restitution. Repentance means quit robbing God. Repentance means pay your tithes. Repentance means pay your offerings. Repentance means take back that which you stole. Amen. Repentance means make restitution. Repentance means say, I'm sorry. There is no such doctrine taught in the Bible that you don't have to give up anything, change anything to come to Jesus. You can't even come to Him unless you repent. Amen. Oh, the church can't even get back to Him unless they repent. Amen. It's not uncommon in Pentecostal churches across the country, in Hamilton, Middletown. Amen. For people to switch wives right in church. Amen. And just keep singing in the choir. It has happened. Amen. What does the Bible say? Repent. Amen. Repent. You know what He said He'd do with Jezebel and all her children? He said, I'm going to cast them into a bed. The bed there means a bed of affliction, a bed of sickness. Amen. We're going to kill her children with death. The wrath of God, He said, cometh upon the children of disobedience. Amen. We must repent of our rebellion and disobedience. And it won't work to say, they didn't love me down at the church. They didn't love me enough. They loved you. They bent over backwards to help you. They went the second mile to help you. The pastor closed one eye and preached with a blind eye to try to help you till you did better. Amen. And they just took advantage of it and presumed on God. Well, they don't have love down there at that church. They don't love sin. And God don't either. Amen. But we love the sinner. Praise God. Come repenting. Praise God. Well, one reason they could preach repentance was that they preached on the hillsides. They didn't have to make a $10,000 a month, $25,000 a month payment on the mortgage. And so they could preach repentance. I mean, they wasn't in a $30 million building program, and so they could preach repentance. John the Baptist wasn't a clothes horse, amen, and he wasn't sold out a slave to his appetite. I mean, his raiment was camel's hair, amen, a leather girdle about his loins, I mean, amen, with leather underwear and camel's hair for a top coat, amen. I mean, why, the same old stuff every day is good enough for what he's gonna wade into Jordan with it. Amen. And his meat, his food, was locusts and wild honey. Amen. Well, you say that's fattening, that locust and that wild honey. Amen. It is, unless you have it for breakfast, dinner, and supper, and a midnight snack, and breakfast, and dinner, and supper, and a midnight snack. Mama, what are we going to have today? We're going to have locust and wild honey. Oh. What are we going to have for lunch, Mama? We're going to have locust and wild honey. Oh. What are we going to have for supper, Mama? Locust and wild honey. Oh. And about the third day, we'll say, I'm sick of it. I can't stand it. Amen. Yes. If you